Oilprice.com says, following the spectacular failure of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release, which instead of depressing prices, ratcheted oil prices higher, renewed COVID concerns have now brought about President Biden's lower gas price objective. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden's move to release that oil may provide some short-term relief to drivers. Gasoline prices have risen sharply during the past year, crimping the recovery from the pandemic downturn and infuriating drivers. Dropping more oil into the market is designed to put downward pressure on gas prices, but there are risks the move could backfire. Here's Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, your take.
This is all about gasoline prices, obviously. Gasoline prices are up about 50% year over year. That's one of the highest levels of inflation in most of the household goods that consumers are worried about these days. And it's directly affecting Biden's approval ratings. So he's trying to do something about it. He's been asking OPEC, the oil drilling nations in the Middle East and elsewhere, to produce more oil, and they have declined to do that. And you have to remember about the oil producing nations, that Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, Iran, other familiar names. They dealt with a crushing decline in oil prices in 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. Remember, oil prices got as low as $20 a barrel. So those oil-producing nations are now trying to make up for lost revenue. They want to see oil prices at $70 a barrel or higher, which is why they are not producing the additional oil that Biden asked for. So he decided to add to supply out of the U.S. reserve, so 50 million barrels he's going to put into the supply. That's not very much. It might sound like a lot, but it's not.
And as you point out, he's trapped, right, really, in the corner of his own making with his desires to move away from oil, and yet he sort of needs everybody to make more of it.
He's in a very awkward position because Biden has an aggressive climate plan, which is net zero carbon emissions by 2050 in the whole U.S. economy. And that means we have to cut way back on the use of fossil fuels, probably not eliminate them altogether. We probably can't get that far, but cut way back on the use of oil and natural gas and coal. Yet today, almost every car on the road is still powered by gasoline. It's a gigantic issue for voters when gas prices go up because they see those rising prices advertised in 2-foot-high numbers everywhere they go on at the corner, you know, on every corner gas station.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. His piece is called Biden is Risking an Oil Price War. And we can make enough of our own, right? We really don't need anybody else's help.
This is another oddity of Biden's plan. People might be surprised to know this, but the largest oil producer in the world is not Saudi Arabia. It's not Russia. It's the United States. So why in the world is Biden, instead of asking American drillers in Texas and the Dakotas and elsewhere, why isn't he asking them to produce more oil? Why is he going and asking OPEC? And I think there are two answers to that. First of all, the American president can't really ask or tell U.S. companies what to do. Our economy does not work that way. It does work that way in Russia and Saudi Arabia, where the governments can make the decision. But I think Biden is also avoiding asking for more domestic production or trying to incentivize domestic production because his climate agenda does basically the opposite. His climate agenda, including legislation Congress is working on right now, it has incentives for green energy, not for fossil fuels. And some of the proposals in Congress would actually remove tax breaks and other incentive for fossil fuels. So I think Biden is all somewhat discordant.
Yeah. And we're not going to see benefits of this, well, I don't know, for another month or so, maybe, if that, and it won't be very noticeable.
Well, the oil that Biden is releasing is going to go into the market over a period of a couple months. But guess what, Gordon? Another thing that could happen here is that oil prices might go down anyway. There is some reason to believe that, we don't have shortages of oil, but we have tight supply. There are some reasons to believe this will ease in 2022, and there are some forecasts that oil prices are going to drop by at least a little bit next year. So if that happens, guess what Biden's going to do? He's going to say, oh, I solved the problem. even though it's going to be market forces that solve the problem, we're going to have just a better balancing of supply and demand, just as with other products where we're seeing shortages these days. But if that happens, I guarantee you Biden is going to say, I saw that American drivers were suffering, I took action, and I solved the problem, even if the release of this oil is not the thing that pushes prices down.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance.